Come, Holy Spirit. Come, fill your church. Come, pour out your guidance, your wisdom. Help us to worship Jesus as we gather here this morning. May you encourage each one of us through your word, through worship, through communion. May you speak to each one of us, Lord, as we gather here to bring you glory and honour today. In Jesus' name, amen. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nation are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his dwelling place. Amen.
The first reading, or the only reading, is from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 to 14. It's entitled, Appeal for Loyalty to Paul and the Gospel. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but makes us, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Saviour, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel, I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet this is no cause for shame, because I know whom I have believed and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. What you heard from me, keep as a pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. This is a word of the Lord. May we be blessed.
Thank you, Janice, for reading our scripture this morning. So we're reading from Paul's letter to Timothy. Timothy, Paul thought of him as a son. And Paul knew Timothy's family. He knew his mother, Eunice, and his grandmother, Lois. And he described the two women as women with sincere faith. And he is encouraged because he sees in Timothy that same sincere faith. And Paul gives Timothy a job. And the job is to go to a church where they're doing some wrong teaching, where the women aren't being looked after properly. So Timothy's got a big task on his hands. And Paul writes to him to encourage him to do God's work. So Paul had spent time with knowing Timothy, getting to know him, discipling and teaching him. He taught him all about being a Christian. And Paul said to him, it's because he knows the sincere faith he sees in Timothy and through his family that he should fan fan the flame, which is the gift of God. And that gift of God is Jesus. We can choose to live our lives God's way, or we can choose to live our lives our own way, or ways of the world. We can choose to walk through life doing our own thing, seeking after our own values, our own morals. We can choose to pick the things we choose to like and to dismiss the things of God. We can live a life that says putting myself first and just doing things my way. And I'm sure we all know that song, My Way, by Frank Sinatra. And it's a lovely song. But if you follow things doing your own way, then you're never going to learn to do things God's way. Doing things our own way means to seek after fame and fortune, demand your rights, and walk tall with pride, don't have humility, to be selfish, to get your own way. And some of these things we were like when we were children, because when we're children we're very wrapped up in ourselves and that's all we know. But as we grow and grow up in Jesus, God challenges us to not be selfish, to not put ourselves first, and to seek the good for others as well. We can see things in the world that are quite selfish and really not very nice. Please don't worry about little and running around. So things like that are happening in the world, like with the war with Russia. So Putin is trying to create his own little world, to make himself God in his little world. And he doesn't care about his own people, and certainly doesn't care about people in Ukraine. He's trying to create his own kingdom and his own strength and power to do this. He doesn't care who suffers in all of this. But God chooses us to live differently from all of the ways of the world. And he calls us to walk with him through it. But it is certainly a freedom, it's a choice of how we live, how we spend time with God, and whether we want to know him. In Micah 6, verse 8, it tells you that God has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. You and I are called to be followers of Jesus and to know him, not to just follow, but to come to know him, because Jesus shows us the way back to the one true relationship with God our Father. And it's through Jesus that we have faith in his life, his death, and his resurrection. And through Jesus, we can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, who is God living in us. It's God's power that comes upon us and is in us, and it is shown by our faith. God inside of us equips us. He equips us to walk in this world. He equips us to stand firm against people like Putin. And he equips us to walk the way of Jesus through faith. We need to humble ourselves, as Micah said, before God and seek his power within us. And as we seek God more and more, as we take steps of faith, we can see God working things out in our lives, but also working inside of us. We can have a relationship with God. We can seek his help. But to do that, we need to be honest with ourselves, and certainly with God and with Jesus. We need to tell him all of our weaknesses, all the things we struggle with. We are to seek God's power to help us daily, every day, with our struggles and our worries, and to help us with each other, because we're family. And you know, families can be really great, but sometimes we can upset each other. And when we do that, we need to say sorry when we upset people. Paul encouraged and told Timothy that he saw sincere faith in him and in his family. And we're told to, well, Timothy was told, and then therefore we're told to fan into flame the gift of God, which is, it says, which was given by through the laying of hands. Paul prayed for Timothy. We don't have to have somebody praying for us. We can ask someone to pray for us today. We've got service of prayer after our service. So I would encourage you to have some prayer, to ask God to help you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, to receive that power from God. And the Holy Spirit helps us. He brings us into that relationship with God that we want and God wants, but sometimes we struggle to get to that point in our relationship. We need to do our best to try and read our Bibles, to spend time with God, to pray, and also to seek God's will and guidance, because without us asking God, what should we do? Well, we can't get an answer. So we do need to ask, and we also need to pray. We need to pray for the church here, but for all the other churches, and for people who are being imprisoned for their faith. There was over, I looked it up on a project called Open Doors, there was over 3 million people who were in prison because of their faith today. And last year, there was nearly 5,000 people killed because of their faith. We're so fortunate here in the West. We don't get persecuted because we meet and gather in the name of Jesus. And we need to pray for our brothers and sisters who are in prison. We need that sincere faith for ourselves, but we also need to pray for that for each other, that we would all discover that sincere faith with Jesus. So do ask him when you pray, do ask. And be encouraged, because as we grow in our faith, we begin to see life differently. We can see God and this earth in a different way. We get a godly perspective on life. I'm just going to play something. Do you know this? Did you hear it? If you've got a Tesco club card, you've got the power. But I'm here to tell you today, if you've got Jesus, you've got the power of God. Isn't that amazing? So be encouraged. I was dreaming this morning, I was jumping around and dancing on the stage here and thinking, like, yes, we've got that power of God in us. And God loves us and he wants the best for us. And that's so, so, so important to remember. Even when we get things wrong, God loves us and he wants us to come closer to him and to acknowledge the things that we get wrong. But remember, the Holy Spirit is a person. It's a person of the Trinity. We have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has feelings. The Holy Spirit has all the knowledge of God. He knows the Bible inside out. So when we're struggling, we can ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, I can't find that scripture. Can you help me? And And I know we've got a lot of technology today, but the Holy Spirit will lead you to Scripture. There was one time when I was fairly new Christian, and something happened within a house group, and I was accused of something, which hadn't been true, but from that person's perspective it was. And I went home, and what I read when I got home made me feel God knows what's happened. Because when somebody complains, they need to have at least two witnesses come to bring to that person, to bring a complaint. Did you know that? That we can't just go on our own and complain about something. There has to be at least two people to come along for us to investigate things more. So when it's one person, that's fine, we can listen, but we do need two people to confirm any complaints that we have. So I'm just encouraging you that even if you feel the world isn't against you or the church or however you feel, God isn't. God isn't, and God wants you to know the best thing for you, and he wants you to know his word. So God has hopes and desires for you. Do you know God loves to sing over you? He rejoices over you? Do you know God has a great passion for you? So great. And it's so hard for us sometimes to even acknowledge that we are loved by God. But however you feel, whatever you feel, our feelings don't make God true. Our feelings make us how we feel. If we feel bad, we can come to God and say sorry. If we've upset someone, we can go and say sorry to them. We don't have to live in that pressure of trying to please people all the time. And also, we get it wrong. Get it wrong. I said this morning, there was things I'd done wrong. Just little things. But it's acknowledging those little things. Because then everybody knows, okay, Sue got it wrong. She'll acknowledge that. The Holy Spirit is sent upon us, and he gives us power. But he also gives us love and discipline. So we are called to live empowered lives, empowered by the Holy Spirit. So we should be in contact with the Holy Spirit every day. We should ask him. That's one of the things I do when I pray. Come, Holy Spirit, come and fill us. Come and fill me. Guide me today. Lead me through the day. But the Holy Spirit isn't new, and I know we talk about the Holy Spirit in Jesus' time, and that Jesus healed, and the disciples healed, and they raised people from the dead, but that wasn't just for then. I've seen people healed. I've seen people walking when they couldn't walk. God knows what's going on in people's lives. If we allow the Holy Spirit to help us, he will help us to pray for that person. The Holy Spirit is talked about all through the Old Testament. God is spirit. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." The Holy Spirit was part of creation. So as God was making the world and the seas and the sky and the animals and you and I, the Holy Spirit was there. And the Holy Spirit is the power of God in us and working through us if we let him. It's not our ability or strength to do the things that Jesus did. It's the power of God living in you and I. That's how we do it. We can't do anything. I can't heal anybody. I can't raise anyone from the dead. But the power of God in you and in me can. And I'm not saying that's an everyday thing. But I am saying we should pray for people to be healed. We should pray for those who have died. And we should pray for everyone to come to know Jesus. Because he enables us, the Holy Spirit enables us to do the things Jesus did. Do we want to? I think that's a question I thought we should ask is, do we want to do the things that Jesus did? Because we got to have a passion and inside to try to do the things that Jesus did. And if we haven't asked God to give us that passion, then as a church, we need to ask for that from God. We can't magic up ourselves, but we do need to ask God to help us. And we do need to be willing to pray for people. We have a prayer team here. And that today, I'm going to encourage you to go to the prayer team and have some prayer. I don't know what's going on in your lives, but we all struggle with all different things. We can come to God humbly as his children and say, Daddy, Abba Father, my daddy, I need your help today. And you know what? God loves us asking him for help. It's like when your children come and they ask you for help with something when they're little, or even if your children are grown up and you've got grandchildren, you delight in trying to help them to do something. You delight in helping them make a picture if they're little, or if they give you a card, you delight in that communication with them and the efforts that they make to try and please us. And God's the same. We're made in God's image, so we shouldn't be different than God. And I know God's power is awesome and amazing, and it's shown to us through love, because love is much more powerful than any other emotion that we have, whether it's fear or anxiety. Jesus came and down to earth and he died for our sins. He lived a perfect life. And then he died on the cross. Having not done anything wrong, he paid the price for sin for every person here, every person in the world, every person who would put their trust in Jesus can be saved and set free from sin. I have worked in prisons. They're not the nicest of places to go. But do you know what? God's in prison. He's in there with those people. And there's lots of good works going on through Christians in prison. And people are trying to show that love of God to everybody. And God's love is described in Corinthians as patient, kind, does not envy, does not boast, is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it's not self-seeking, it's not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres, and love never fails. So just as Timothy had sincere faith, we need to ask God to help us to have that sincere faith. And the love that God shows us is the character that God is trying to develop inside of us and help us to be like Jesus. And as Christians, we're not called to go around bashing people over the head and disciplining them and saying, you know, oh, you've done that wrong, or, you know, you should do it this way. We're not called to do that. We're called to examine ourselves, to self-discipline. Isn't God good? Because he's, you know, I wouldn't say that to Kiara. Can you discipline yourself? Because I know she won't. You know, she's had a hard life and she's hasn't learned lots of good things. But she's learning. And I'll share with you, don't tell her I told you, but she got a great report. Everything was good. Everything she was doing, she was good, and she's within her attainments for her age group. I'm so proud of that child, because that has been so hard for her, because she's had a different language to learn when she came to live here. She spoke Spanish. Now she speaks English really well. She's having Spanish lessons as well. So if anyone speaks Spanish, please talk to her in Spanish. I really need somebody to help with that. But, I just really want everyone to know how well she's doing. When, you know, 3 years ago when she first came to me, it was a struggle for her. And we all struggle. And, you know, she can't discipline herself. But as we get to know God, we know when we get things wrong, because the Holy Spirit will help us and tell us. So just be honest with God. Just be honest with yourself about discipline. You know, if you know you, there's something that's causing you to sin, then, you know, the Bible says if it's your hand causing it, cut it off. I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying, please, you know, think about what's happening. And if it's something that, you know, if it's a visual thing, remove it so that you don't have to deal with that. But God is patient and kind with us, so kind. And he wants us to love him, and he wants us to know that he has the best love that you and I can ever have. And the thing is that we can come to God any time, and God forgives us. If you and I are to be the church where Jesus is given all glory, all honour, all power and authority, and all the praise, then we do need to be a church that allows the Holy Spirit, the power of God, living inside of us, to lead us and to guide us every day. And we need to ask God to give us, each one of us, his wisdom, his strength, and his ability to do his work here on earth. And most importantly, we need God's love to fill us up and overflow out of us to others in the community, to each other, to the children, everywhere. And that's what makes us different. That's what makes you and me different. And that's what the world will be seeing when we live empowered by the Holy Spirit. So let's pray. I just say prayers are powerful. Always think about saying the amen, because it's like a commitment to God. Think about what you're saying amen to, which means you agree. Father, we thank you for the lives of Paul and Timothy, and thank you for the sincere faith that they had to follow Jesus through good times and times of trial. Please grant your church here the gift of sincere faith to serve Jesus here in Swanley. And we pray for that sincere faith for the rest of your church around the world. Father, we thank you for all your good gifts poured out on us through your Holy Spirit. We pray for your wisdom and strength to use them wisely. Lord, you know the many trials we are each going through today. We thank you. Your word teaches us that you will never leave us or forsake us, that you are always with us, ready to listen, to encourage and discipline us, your children. We pray for all those who are grieving at this time, and we lift Fiona and her family to you as they grieve the loss of her dad. May you bring comfort and peace at this sad time. And Father, we lift to you all those who are sick and cannot be here today, and people who need your basic needs, Lord, such as shopping, help at home, some friendship, or just a phone call. We pray that you would guide us and help us to think of these things. Thank you that you know us, and when we are feeling lonely and lost and misunderstood, we ask you would help us to know your love and to love one another the way you love us. Help us to see the needs in others and be willing to help each other. And Lord, as we speak to you of our own needs and worries, we also bring the whole world to you. Father, there are many troubles in this world. Thank you that Jesus has overcome them all. We pray for the countries at war and ask for your help to bring them quickly to an end. We pray that basic supplies such as food, water and medicine will get to those who need them. May you oversee the plans to bring wars to an end. Father, guide our new government as they make plans for the nation. We pray that their plans will be for good and will help the country to make a better future for all. May your church bring you all the glory as we walk with Jesus and your Holy Spirit. Please make a way for us through this time. May you go before us and make our pathways straight. And also, Lord, be our rear guard as we seek to walk closer with Jesus. Amen.